Good morning, everybody. This is our Wednesday Avini Health Talk. We have a lot of you on the phone who have really helped Avini just explode, and each one of you who is out there sharing is a part of that. Thank you very much. Sandy's an incredible friend of mine that we've been friends actually from way back in that company that a lot of us have been together in years and years ago, and about 30 years ago or so. Sandy and Jim Snyder were in Fresno, California, and that's how we met. We connected later with Rick Deitch's Zeolite product, which is our cell defender. And Sandy had some issues, and we're so thankful that we reconnected. And Sandy, I'm just going to have you come on and share, what was that all about? What happened? Why did you need Rick's cell defender product?
Well, that was back, 2007. And I don't remember how many months before my issue that Marcy came to Fresno, gave a talk, and I was like blown away by her story. I had known her in previous companies as well. Anyway, I had a bump on my neck that the doctor had always said, oh, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. And then he said, you know, a few years have passed. It's still there and it's bigger. I think it's time to see what's going on. So they took the bump out and found out they gave it a number 3 after doing some other tests and said, this isn't good. So with that in mind, I checked in with Robin and Marcy and went on the Marcy dose. This was in May of 2007. In addition to praying with Robin every day, I did not have any medical treatments. They checked a few things, but I just walked out on any medical treatments. I have 2 Shetland sheepdogs who are very healthy and take these drops every day, and they're feisty, so I think I'm out of range of the barking. At any rate, I took the Marcy dose for months and months, and I'm still pretty much on it, and that was back in 2007. But by the end of 2007, I was given an all clear, and I just praise God, thank goodness. So anyway, I feel great. I never had any medical treatments. And anyway, it all went away, and I'm so thankful. So we, during that time that I was taking the Marcy dose, I moved from, my husband and I moved from Fresno up to Bend, Oregon, where the only people we knew, we had some extended family there, and they were going to go on a 2-week ski trip, and they said, you know what? Our 10-year-old lab, Max, has been given a death sentence. He has. Now, I'm a short person, but I have big hands. And the reason I tell you that is because on the back of the left side of Max's neck, there was this huge lump, and I could put both hands around it. And on the right side, there was another huge lump that I could put both hands around. And then in the front, there was another huge lump that took both of my hands, about a hand and a half. And they said, you know what, he's not going to live very long, and he's going to eventually start to choke. So here's the vet to call to put him down if he starts to choke before we get back. But we really don't want to put him down and be all sad and go on our big ski trip. So Max came into our family, and I thought, well, you know what? It worked for me. I'm going to give Max the Marcy dose. And so every hour, and even during the night, sometimes I'd drink water, so I would have to get up and go to the bathroom. But I gave it to Max. I just took the dropper and popped it into his mouth. But he didn't fight it. So 2 weeks later, our extended family return, and they walk into the house, and they said, what have you done to Max? And she went over, and there's nothing on his left shoulder. There's nothing on his right shoulder. And there's just a little bit of swelling or lump left in the front. And they were like, what have you done? And I said, well, I gave him these drops, the Deitch drops. And I said I did it every hour on the hour and usually in the middle of the night. And you know my story. And it went away. It's going away. So I said, you better take these drops and continue until it's all gone. Max was 10. He lived to be 14, which I guess is a pretty good age for a lab. But anyway, he was healthy the rest of his life. And sweet guy. A friend of mine up here in Bend, rescues or takes in sled dogs that are no longer needed as sled dogs. She goes up to Alaska and gets them, brings them down. And so one of her dogs, she calls me and she's in tears because the dog couldn't swallow. He was because he had a growth around his esophagus and inside of his esophagus. And so she said, I had the x-rays and I don't know what to do and I'm freaking out. And I remember you had a friend that had something with their dog and I don't know what to do. I'm going to get an appointment up at the Oregon Veterinary School of the Veterinary Teaching School up in Corvallis. So I said, well, I got some of these drops. Why don't you come over and get some of these and let's try. So this was on a Thursday. She came and got them and started giving them to her dog. She made an appointment with the Oregon Vet School on Monday, the following Monday. So the dog had had them Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and she was giving them faithfully. She went up there and presented the dog and the x-rays, and they said, they took more x-rays, and they said, well, you didn't bring us the right x-rays. And she said, I did. I said, no, you didn't. This dog has, your x-rays show that the dog has this wild growth of cells around the esophagus and inside, but we are only finding the cells on the inside. We're only finding this mass. So you need to, we still need to do surgery. We're going to schedule it for Wednesday, but these aren't the right x-rays. Well, they are. I'll be back on Wednesday. So she continues the drops. She drives back to Bend. On Wednesday morning, she drives up there, and they do another set of x-rays before they sedate the dog. And she calls me close to midday on that Wednesday laughing, and she said, guess what? I said, it's all gone. She said, yep, he didn't need surgery. Everything's gone. He can swallow. He's healthy. And so that dog went on to live several years. And then a final story that just really touches my heart is a friend of mine with a border collie was born. You know those bones that, you know, the skull bones have seams in them that close, and same as dogs also have them. And this little dog was born, and the seam on the top of his head didn't close. There was a bump sticking through. And so it continued to get bigger and bigger. And finally, by the time he was almost two, they said, you know what, this is hopeless. He's not going to live. There's nothing we can do. So these people worked all day, the couple went on, and they said, well, you know, you've got these stories about our mutual friend with the sled dog and your friend Max. Could you help us? And I said, yep, you leave him with me, and I'll give him drops every hour on the hour, and then you can continue at night when you're home. And so we did that for a couple of weeks, and the bump went down into a divot. Anyway, what the doctor said was happening stopped happening, and just really, really thankful for that.
The bump went away. It went back. You know, it disappeared. So
wow.
Anyway, you know, you can't, I couldn't sit these dogs down and say, you know what, not only am I praying for you, but I think these drops are going to create a miracle. So you just keep telling yourself that, because you can't do that with dogs, right?
They don't have placebo,
no.
Do they? I mean, you can't do that
they
with
don't.
Animals. Pretty cool, huh?
Pretty
now,
cool, pretty so, cool.
Because you and I stuck with, Rick wasn't out there, and we weren't able to get his product there for a while, which is some people on the phone, if they're new, they don't know all the history, and we don't need to go into that. But it's just amazing what happens. Again, guys, what we're talking about here, we're not making any medical claims. And thank you, Sandy. You did a beautiful job of not making any medical claims. You described your issue very well, so I know everyone knows exactly that you had deadly cells in your neck and in those lumpy areas of the, you know, in our bodies. And but you know what? It's just amazing. It's about getting rid of the toxic, poisonous load out of our body, the heavy metals, the pesticides, the chemicals. And I know you're well versed in that. And so even with our animals, how amazing that we get to be able to affect them, give them incredible lives, and be able to have them longer, because they don't live as long as we do. It's really sad when we have to say goodbye to our loved ones. But when they're healthy and then it's their time to go, what a better way to go instead of having to be taken out because they're injured or they're, you know, desperate. Disease has taken over their body. Thank you for those messages. Anything else that you'd like to share today?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the there's a friend of mine who's a vet, and her dog had a history of deadly lumps on her leg. And so every time she knew about what was going on, so she would take the drops and give them to her dog for several months faithfully. And then she'd stop. And then she'd call and say, "Oh, Sandy, I'm a bad dog mom. It's back. So I need more drops." So anyway, that went on three or four times, but this dog lived into its teens, even though she monkeyed around with it, the drops. And so that was good. The dog lived a long time. And but my dogs, you know, they say that deadly cells within dogs are definitely on the rise. You hear about it more if you are in the dog world, sadly. But my dogs, since I had that issue, I started giving my dogs drops at least three, sometimes more a day. And you know what? None of them have had any deadly cells. They've all lived into their teens and are very healthy. And Marcy called. I did have a dog that was they missed they gave the wrong medicine to him back a year ago. This was 2001. And Marcy and you got on the phone with me, and we upped his doses, and he is just fine. I mean, he was at death's door, and he is
That
just
was, yeah,
fine.
2021,
Super
right?
Thor.
2000,
Yeah,
yeah,
2021. That was,
2021.
yeah,
There you
that
go.
was
Okay.
Thor. He was poisoned with all kinds of stuff that he shouldn't have received. So anyway, that's my latest, I guess, miracle.
That's
He's
right.
here, he's healthy, just got his second championship in agility, and he's my faithful little buddy. And sometimes he makes a racket.
I remember that. I remember that was very scary. Thought we were going to lose him. I remember. Thank you for
Thought we were gonna
updating.
lose
That
him,
is
yeah.
scary. Give him a little bit about what you do. And here's the thing. You know, you're like I think of Frank Phelps on the phone. He's one of those guys that his testimony is prevention. And you have taken that from that time when you had that scare, and you've just kept on these products because you knew what they did for you. But you do all the products, I know, and you are. Do you
Yes.
mind telling us about what you do at your age? I mean, because it just amazes me how active you are.
Oh, well,
Whatever you want to share, I
I'm,
think it's in.
yeah, we ski. Ski season's coming up. We ski several times a week. We mountain bike. I run agility. I have been blessed with a beautiful agility facility here at my house, so I can go out and run courses. I set courses each week, and I go out and run courses and train my dogs. Time we had four, but as they got older, tell you what, my had a border collie who passed away. I mean, everybody thought he was going to go starting at 10. Oh, that's another really cool story. He had all of a sudden he started throwing up, and they found out that he had this mass in the lining of his small intestine, or I should say lumps and stuff. Anyway, the vets thought this is it. Our alternative, he had to have emergency surgery one Saturday night in April, 4 years ago. And his alternative vet called me and said, "Do you mind if I go by before his surgery, which was scheduled to be about midnight, and just hug and kiss him? I love him." I said, "Sure." So anyway, she thought she was saying goodbye to him. And I still get messages from one of the vets who said there was no hope. Anyway, he had been on drops ever since I got him as a puppy. They took out 16 inches of his jejunum, and there was nothing deadly there. There had just been some thickening so that he couldn't digest anymore until they took it out. And he went on and lived, and he had, by the way, he had three heart conditions, two congenital. So the odds of him surviving anything were really against him, but by the grace of God, he got those drops several times every day his whole life, and he lived to 14 plus. He
Wow.
absolutely flabbergasted everybody. But I mean, I still
Yeah.
get emails at special times of the year saying, "You know what? We all jump to conclusions, but here he is. There he was."
Wow.
So anyway,
Wow.
yeah, very blessed. More
In
the longer we talk, the more things I talk find, but we've been blessed by these. You know, just because back in the day, 2007, it was a full dropper full. I just do a full dropper full. I open my mouth and put it under my tongue multiple times a day, just because I want to stay healthy. And as far as the dogs go, they get it in. I get a spoonful of food. Sometimes I pop it right in their mouths, but it's just easier to put it. They get goat's milk in the first thing in the morning and last thing at night, so that's an easy time to do it twice. And then with Thor, I do it several. My Sheltie, who I almost lost, I do it a few more times during the day. I just open his mouth and squeeze it in. I don't bother to count, and he never fights it.
When they realize what it's doing for their body, they will even ask for it. They'll line up. I remember Marcy used to say, you know, as soon as she sat down, her dogs and her cats would line up. No joke. Line up for her to put drops in their mouth. You remember that? And to answer that too, guys, you know, we've been in with Sandy and Jim have been in with us almost since the beginning too of Rick's Zeolite. So yes, we have a different drop, you know, in our mind what we should take. Now that our drops are even more effective because he's learned, you know, what a brilliant guy. And we are so thankful for Deitch. And he has learned and continues to improve the product. So you don't have to have as much, but, you know, those of us who in our Avini family who are finding that they have deadly cells, they're doing, you know, 5, 7, 10 drops an hour, you know, so it's up to you. And when you're in that scary position, sometimes it's like, why would I do less if I can do some more? And maybe that will be the key. So that's what we do. So the confidence of knowing what the product does is what drives us. So, Sandy, thank you so very much.